Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You heard right there, Fiesta Pensacola. They're hosting the Crawfish Festival this Friday through Sunday, Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come check out the one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Find out the crawfish and eating contest times, entertainment lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Before we get to your sports hit, top three stories, Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Apparently, they weren't able to come to terms on a contract agreement, but I was also reading that Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of Fox News, wanted him gone anyway, because not because of the Dominion lawsuit settlement, but because of a different defamation lawsuit from a former producer involving Tucker Carlson. Not quite sure, but I'm sure Tucker Carlson, I mean, he's the most popular host on Fox News. That's why this is such huge news. And so he's definitely going to land on his feet somewhere. And who will be able to fill those big shoes? Who knows? At the same time, Don Lemon is out at CNN. Now, that's one that was needed. I mean, he's toxic for that environment. He might fit well at MSNBC, but CNN's been trying to move away from that kind of toxic personality type of shows. And so they needed to move on from him. And then finally, COVID vaccine is being linked to tinnitus, ringing in the ears. Doesn't make any sense, but multiple outlets are all reporting on this, including NBC News and others. All right, those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA playoffs continues tonight, 6:30 on TNT. Miami Heat lead the series against the Milwaukee Bucks 2-1, and they will tip off at 6:30. The Lakers lead the series against the Memphis Grizzlies 2-1, and they tip off on TNT at 9 o'clock. Major League Baseball is on ESPN Plus at 5:10. You've got the Cleveland Guardians taking on Colorado Rockies. Tampa Bay Rays, in the meantime, who are 19-3, are going to be playing the Houston Astros later. And then the Miami Marlins, who are 12-10, are playing the Atlanta Braves, who are 14-8. Then FS1 actually has a televised game. Oakland A's play the Angels at 8:38 tonight. NHL hockey playoffs continues tonight on ESPN. It starts off at 6 o'clock with the Rangers playing the New Jersey Red Devils. Rangers lead the series 2-1. Then at 6:30 over on TBS, Tampa Bay Lightning are down 1-2 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That puck will drop at 6:30 on TBS. Then at 8:30, back over on ESPN, you got Las Vegas against Winnipeg, where Vegas leads that series 2-1. And then TBS has the late game at 9 o'clock. Colorado Avalanche plays the Seattle Kraken, where the Colorado Avalanche lead the series 2-1. Then we'll get into your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 eastbound at Beulah Road. We had a small accident. It is involving a tractor trailer. They're off to the right side. So just keep that in mind that we are seeing some slowdowns in the eastbound direction on I-10 there. We're looking good on I-110 as well as 29 throughout Pensacola, and as well as the 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing it. Nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, when it comes to sports news, finally, the Packers have completed the trade to send Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. He's switching numbers. He's going to be number 8. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to return from his back injury for game 4 of the Bucks Heat series. And the Titans general manager says that they haven't been receiving trade calls pertaining to Derrick Henry. I guess some report came out recently that they were looking to field calls to trade Derrick Henry, and he basically shot that down and said, no, they're not doing that. Then, hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty are the agent I do trust. Seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. I've told you many times before about her customer service, how she's all about customer service. That's why she became an agent in the first place, and she makes sure you know what's going on with your house from the beginning to the very end. And she does more than just put a sign on the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house within 30 days, she won't charge you a penny and sell it anyway. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, she has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. So you got nothing to lose. It's free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call now at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. You can also text her. Just tell her it's okay. Bobby said it's okay. You can just text her. During the pandemic, one of the things that happened during the pandemic was we had a major real estate crash in commercial properties. Yes, residential skyrocketed, but commercial, just, you know, tons of vacant places because, you know, everybody started working remotely, right? And when everybody started to work remotely, some places decided, kind of like this, think we might keep doing this. We're going to downsize our commercial space or just get rid of it altogether. And it's still that way in many places. Even though people have gone back to work, a lot of different businesses are now just doing like part-time at home, part-time in the office. So they're doing shared space. So they have a decreased amount of commercial space. So there's a lot of commercial property around the country that is still available. Well, some large cities like New York City and LA, Miami have figured out a way, or at least they have an idea of a way to revitalize the commercial real estate industry. They're converting these commercial buildings to apartments. Yeah, this seems like it could be the best of both worlds right here. We know we already have a real estate shortage when it comes to residential real estate, and we have all this vacancy with commercial real estate. Now, the negative is that usually residential real estate's not going to draw as much price per square foot as what commercial real estate will, but at least something's better than nothing. You know, at least it's better than vacancy. So I guess Pittsburgh is announcing it's trying to do the same thing, but they are coming up with a proposal where the commercial, like high-rise places that they have that they're wanting to convert will be affordable housing units. And so this would be kind of interesting thing that we're seeing, that you're getting more and more of these commercial buildings that they're just trying to figure out a way to retrofit them, convert them into residential. So I thought that was kind of neat. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. The EPA announced today $400 million that it will go in the form of grants to school districts around the country. The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. This is so if schools want to upgrade their school buses to basically electric. You want to get an electric school bus? The EPA will help you pay for it with these $400 million worth of grants. So this was announced last year when they awarded about $1 billion last year, the administration did, for the same thing, to fund electric and low emission buses for school districts around the country. Now they're adding another $400 million to that, which, you know, we've discussed this in the past. The burden on the electric grid, as well as the situation where if there's bad weather, say after a hurricane. So say after we have a hurricane and power's out, not only are we having to wait to go back to school, you know, for when the school actually has its power back on and utilities are all functioning and running and things like that. Now they're going to have to wait until not just the power's back on, but all the school buses have been able to be charged enough in order to operate if we go all electric. Then you've got the situation of long road trips, maybe to go to a state game or something like this. Like you're in the state championship and you might have some long road trips or something like that. Will the school bus be able to make that trip without having to stop somewhere for 2 hours with a bunch of students on the bus in order to charge? I don't know. This is just it's just one of those things I just point out again. It just seems like we're, you know the saying, don't run faster than you can, than you're able. That's what it feels like a little bit with this electric stuff. Don't run faster than you're able. That I've known people that just out of fear and things like that, they'll run, like in real life, I'm talking about running, and they'll pull a muscle really bad because like they're running. They were like, that was the fastest I ever ran in my life. I ended up pulling my hamstring so bad. It's like, you're going to do damage if you run faster than you're able. And it feels like that's what we're doing with electric vehicle movement. Going a little bit too fast. Text line. I haven't watched Fox since O'Reilly left. Maybe they'll get one of the Cuomo brothers. Oh, no. I don't know what the direction they're planning to. Rupert Murdoch is pretty conservative, I believe. And so my guess is he's probably still going to want to go with the conservative individual. It's just trying to, I guess there was some stuff. Look, there's obviously stuff behind the scenes with Bill O'Reilly, right? That's the reason why he got let go. And that was a shock when that happened, but they recovered. Tucker's been doing great with the numbers. They'll probably just use somebody they already got in place. I mean, even Brian Kilmeade, who we have on the radio here on News Radio 923 during the mornings from 11 to 1. I mean, maybe they'll move Brian Kilmeade up to the primetime spot. So they already have people and they already have personnel in place. And this is just, there's some other things they're just doing, shaking stuff up. This is going to be big, but Fox News, Fox watchers are not going to stop watching Fox unless they do go with somebody like Cuomo, right? Yeah, you do that, you're going to lose your audience, but they're not going to do that. They're going to find somebody else who's conservative as well and go that direction. So maybe they'll go with a Buck Sexton or somebody like that too. I mean, there's a lot of options that they have ahead of in front of them. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then I saw this kind of crazy story, what people are doing to their lawns. That's coming up next. Just about a minute, and it's a jaw dropper. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Bobby, two major news commentators without a job today. Fox News today talking about Tucker Carlson parting ways with him. And just minutes later, Don Lemon tweeting CNN was terminating him as well. Jury selection underway now in the trial for the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue back in 2018. Prosecutors say Robert Bowers was armed with an assault rifle when he carried out the attack at the Tree of Life in October of that year. President Biden says he'll officially launch his re-election bid real soon. Talking to reporters today when asked about his 2024 plans, several reports say he could release a video as early as tomorrow, declaring that he's formally jumping into the race. And the town of Kyle, Texas, is attempting to set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name. The Gathering of the Kyles is scheduled for May 21st at Lake Kyle Park. The current world record was set back in 2017. More than 2,300 Ivans met in Eastern Europe, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I've been to Kyle many times, right outside of Austin, so kind of an interesting little gathering of the Kyles. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, real quick here. Apparently, more and more Americans are painting their lawns. Their special grass paint with different shades of green that you can use in order to keep your lawn looking lusciously green instead of, you know, watering it and things like that. Admittedly, this is really popular in more drought-ridden areas like out west, but it's happening all around the country, apparently. People are painting their lawns instead of... okay, that's weird. See today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, this one, just I don't even know what to think, but apparently NBC News did a profile on a company, on a doctor that is doing a special procedure to help people who want to be taller. Leg lengthening procedure, where they literally break your thighs, add a rod into your legs, and then basically give you physical therapy to help you grow taller.